Welcome to the Vital Goddess Podcast, the place to be to embody the goddess you were born to be. I'm Diane Shepherd, certified Tantra coach with a specialty in the Taoist Jade Egg practice. I offer a mind, body, spirit, and trauma-informed perspective on Taoist and Tantric practices to help you heal your relationship to your sensuality, reclaim your pleasure, and tap into the life force power of your sexual energy, which is definitely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything, your mental and physical health, your creativity, your joy, your vitality, and it's also a direct line to your unique expression of the sacred feminine. And what the world needs now more than ever are more women like you embodying the goddess they were born to be. You see, we're at a crucial point in human history right now. A new way of being human is emerging on the planet. And at the heart of that shift is the rise of the sacred feminine. How is the feminine rising in you? Let's find out. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Well, hello there. Welcome back to the Vital Goddess Podcast. If you've been with me before and you're back again, so thrilled to have you back again. Welcome back. And if you are brand new to the show, maybe never tuned in before, I am over the moon that you're here. And I hope you find something here that's supportive, useful, and maybe fun, inspiring on some level, but just really excited to have you here giving it a try. So my work is all about supporting women who want to heal their relationship to their sensuality. Now, let's face it, I think our sensual selves have really been through the ringer, right? And the cultures that most of us live in and the conditioning we've had around this. So there's work to be done to reclaim this birthright of ours, feeling good and alive and more pleasure in your body, your sensual self, right? And women who also want to really tap into their life force energy, their creative life force energy of their eros, their sexual energy. And our sensuality is a portal into that. So when we do the sensual reclamation work, we start to tap into this incredible life force that can support all of us. It's not just about sex. It's really the foundation of everything, at least from my perspective. And as a result of doing that kind of work, we start to really embody the goddesses we were born to be. So the work is ultimately is about you really reclaiming your inner goddess energy, and more specifically, the archetype of the goddess of love. You can call her Venus, Aphrodite. I know she has a lot of different names, but basically that's a huge focus of this work, is reclaiming our sensual selves, our sexual selves, and embodying your unique expression of the sacred feminine, which we're going to definitely dive into in this episode. So if that's your jam, I think you'll be really happy here. Welcome. So we're going to dive into this episode about up-leveling your life by claiming your inner goddess identity, right? So we're talking about identity work here and how we go about it in my work. But before we dive in, I want to remind you that the wait list for my group program, my signature group program, the Vital Goddess Mastermind, where we take a deeper dive into all the things that we talk about here, is open and it is packed with value. And I think it'll be a really great place for you to begin your journey. Within that wait list, again, it's free. There's no obligation to join the mastermind, of course, if you join the waitlist, but you will receive a 3-part masterclass called Unleash Your Inner Goddess, where I will just give you 3 ways to activate your inner goddess. We're going to talk about it in this episode as well, but there you'll have more support materials to really take this on and get that activation alive in you, because it is a frequency, it is a vibe that you get to inhabit, and it's you know, you could just step on the path, right? I consider this to be like a yoga journey, an unfolding. It's not just like a one and done or a quickie or a quick transformational thing. It's more of like, how can we be sisters on the path together? And so basically that's my philosophy. If you're vibing with that, you might want to hop into that waitlist. I think onto the waitlist, because that masterclass is going to really support you. So link is in the show notes for that, as you'll find other links as well, other things that might support you on your journey, depending on where you're at. So let's talk about this, how to really, up-level your life by reclaiming your goddess identity. Now, I did say reclaim, because I firmly believe, and I found this to be true, that she is already in there, right? This is not something, sometimes when we hear about identity work, it seems like people are saying, like, pick something out there to kind of pin on yourself and become that thing, that external idea or concept. No, I feel that this goddess energy, this vital goddess energy, this Venus Aphrodite archetype is in you. I know she's in there. My clients hear me say that all the time. I know she's in there. And really the work is about, reclaiming that. So it's a reclamation of something that is innate to you, something that is natural to you, something, again, the goddess you were born to be, something that is, you know, an energy that you came here to express, to dance through life with, to create, to co-create, to have fun with. And she's yours. Like, she is so unique to you. That's really important to get to. There's no one way to express the sacred feminine. And I would never in a million years give you the template of, here's how my goddess energy works, and here you go. This is you, right? No. Everything we do are like tools for you to start to excavate and clear the blocks and get that direct experience of who this inner goddess is. And once you do, you up level your life massively. So in what ways, you might ask? Well, what I've come to discover over years of doing this and being on my own path and teaching other women these tools and practices is that there are basically five sacred codes of Venus that I call them. But I'm sure there's more, but I've come to see that there are five themes that really come forward and are prominent when a woman starts to do this reclamation work of her inner goddess. And how exactly does she up-level her life? Well, this is how. The five codes are this. Number one is beauty/radiance. Now, I put the radiance in there because I know beauty can be a very triggering word for good reason. There could be a lot of pushback on that because we've had the toxic mimic, right? So this is about true beauty. This is about, again, your radiance, your light shining in the cells of your body, right? So what I see in my work when women do this reclamation is right away, almost, they're radiant. If you do the practice I'm going to share with you today, you will see what I mean. You will feel your own unique expression of beauty start to come back online, right? And it's a vibe, right? Your inner goddess energy is a vibe. It's a frequency. Your inner Venus energy, it's a vibe. Your beauty is a vibe, your unique expression of beauty. So what I see is right away, women start to glow. They get their glow on and they're like, oh, wow, there she is, right? It's really cool. I get to see this all the time, pretty much on the daily when I work with my clients. The second code is abundance, or you could also say worthiness, wealth, right? That kind of energy we're talking about. What I see when women start to really reclaim their own inner goddess energy is their own sense of worthiness comes back online. All of a sudden they realize, wow, I am worthy. I am wealth. I feel wealthy, right? When we embody this frequency, you feel that frequency of worthiness and wealth that you were born with, right? It's your birthright. And of course, if you're into law of attraction, manifestation, you know that, whatever our vibrational offering is, that's what we get to receive back, right? So the beauty, you know, you'll start to probably get compliments and things like that, more attention in that way. And also with the wealth, I've seen all kinds of things start to stir in terms of more abundance, feeling more abundant, having opportunities come in, doors open, all kinds of cool things in that category. The third sacred code of Venus is passion. And here I say passion/desire. So when a woman starts to reclaim her inner goddess, her inner Venus, she gets in touch with her real core desires, her passion. What is she really craving in life? What are her big D's, right? And once she gives that permission to feel into those, really connect with those and have that desire come alive in her life, it's incredible, you know, how much more passionate and alive the zest for life just starts to really shine in her cells. And again, it's a vibe, it's a frequency, and has a lot of positive impact in her life in terms of that being reflected back and opportunities and all kinds of things. But what I want to say about that too is desire gets a bad rap, right? We could feel all kinds of conditioning come up around desire, limiting beliefs. And from my perspective and the perspective of the sacred feminine work, it really is sacred, right? Desire is sacred. It really is life force, you know, moving through us, trying to move through us. It's calling us forward on our path. Desire is calling us on our path. And if we heed the call and have the courage to open to it and really embody it, let it flow, let ourselves feel it, feel the desire and feel good about the desire, it's amazing what can shift and up-level in your life. We just did a workshop, or two workshops actually, yesterday, where we dove into this deeply in my workshop on the Sacred Courtesan, Masters of Manifestation and Embodied Love. We took a deep dive on desire and what is desire actually, right? And talked about some of the blocks we've had to it, feeling guilty, feeling like selfish, all the things, and started to really unpack some of the mindset blocks and really come more into the frequency of feeling desire as a sense of aliveness, of life force wanting to move through us. And when we do judge it with guilt and shame and all those things, we literally shut it down. We shut down our life force, and has a lot of ramifications, right? A lot of negative things can happen. So reclaiming your passion, your desire, and with that comes a lot of emotional work too. I like to call it emotional alchemy, working with the tougher emotions like rage and anger and even grief, and finding the desire underneath and aligning with that. So this is all about getting us back into alignment, and the aliveness that comes with that, the inspired action that comes with that, is really cool. So the fourth sacred code is ecstasy or / orgasm, right? I know orgasm can be, like, again, a triggering word, but really ecstasy, bliss, orgasm, this energy, this orgasmic life force, again, not just about sex, is your birthright. And when a woman starts to really feel that as a frequency, as a vibe that she can inhabit, step into and allow, and again, we could have so much, no fault of our own, conditioning around this that shuts it down, right? All kinds of things, trauma, experiences we've had, but we can heal. And when we start to open that and really move these blocks, integrate our experiences, and this energy starts to flow in a way that feels good, it's amazing how this can transform your life, right? This is creative life force energy. And it, again, it's not just about sex or the event of orgasm. This is about tapping into an ocean of vital life force that's always available for you. It is by design to fuel your life. So all that love and giving you put into the world is fueled from a deep root of Eros, right? And in my work, we also connect to the energy of the earth and really having that more full experience of allowing this energy, first of all, to receive it, to feel it, have it come alive, have it circulate through our body, and to really build more capacity to hold this energy, this frequency in our body. And it totally up levels and raises your vibration. Again, makes you more magnetic on every level. So the fifth and final code, last but certainly not least, is love, of course, right? We're talking the goddess of love vibes here. And love, I think in our culture, or at least where I was raised, we're kind of taught this weird thing about love, that it's about doing things for people, that it's something we need to get from someone, or, you know, all these externally focused things that really mess with us, really throw us off track. Where real, the truth is, what I found to be true is that we are love, that we have a very unique and beautiful frequency of love that we get to tap into and embody. And it's always with us. We could always choose it, and we could tune into it. We can dial it up and really feel it come alive in our bodies. And of course, when you are vibing in your vibe of love, that is a very, I think, the highest frequency that you can embody, right, as a human. So yeah, there's a lot here to really up-level your life when you choose this goddess identity. And again, just to underscore, it's certainly not about taking anything outside of you, any idea of what the feminine is or what the sacred feminine is or what a goddess is supposed to be, and putting it on you, pinning it on you. That would be toxic. This is about you tapping into your own unique frequency. We can call this Radio Goddess or Radio Venus, right? Tuning in your dial to your frequency, giving yourself permission to do that, giving yourself permission for that energy to come more alive in your life. And when you do, you have a new identity, right? You're a new old identity. It's who you've been all along before all the stuff, before all the things that took you away from that, right? So that is basically what I do. And all of the things we teach, you know, different practices all kind of point back to that of your own unique frequency. But here I want to share with you a really simple way to get started so that you can get a direct experience of your own energy right away, because that's what really matters, right? So the way we do this in my work is we find this goddess frequency through pleasure, and we use the power of your imagination to draw upon an experience. Maybe do that now. If you feel comfortable, you can sit down, just get some quiet time for yourself. If you're out for a walk, I think you could just do this on a walk as well, but maybe revisit it when you have a little bit more space to kind of be in a more meditative state. I would say if you're driving, wait till later and sit down with me a little later when you have a few moments where you could just kind of tune in, right? So what you want to do to dial into your radio goddess or radio Venus, you want to find a comfortable seat. Maybe close your eyes, and I want you to recall an experience where you just felt so good in your skin. Now, it's not like what I like to call roller coaster experience of pleasure. This is the time where you just felt peaceful, you were calm, you just felt like all is good with the world. You could really feel the beauty around you, the beauty within you. And that just kind of generated a real sense of ease and flow and even deep gratitude, right? Visceral gratitude, not the kind of gratitude where you're making yourself feel grateful. It's more about this like, oh my gosh, I feel so grateful to be alive right here in this moment. So we're looking for that kind of experience. Now, this could be an experience you've had with some other person or people or completely by yourself. You might have been indoors or out in nature. Quite often with my clients, it's an experience they've had alone outside in nature, but not always. Sometimes it's with another human. But you want to, and a lot of times many experiences will come up in your Rolodex of memories, but it's nice to pick one to work with. What we're looking for is the frequency, right? So you want to dial it in, pick one. And just really take it in. Where are you? What are you seeing with your mind's eye? Using the power of your imagination, right? Taking in all the details. Look at your landscape. And I want you also to see you. What are you wearing? You know, what kind of jewelry you have on? All the things. And once you have that kind of visual, you want to listen to what were you hearing, right? Were you hearing the roar of an ocean, the beach at the ocean? Or were you hearing birds or the wind in the pines, or maybe a lover's voice? So just bring in that memory more alive, the frequency through what you were hearing. And then if you reached out your hands and touched your environment, what would you be feeling, right? Bringing in that sense of touch. We're bringing in our five senses here, right? As a portal in to this frequency. We find her through pleasure. So what would you be feeling, right? Textiles, or maybe feeling again what's going on around you in terms of landscape. And what are you tasting? If there's a taste in your mouth, you might be eating a delicious meal, or maybe tasting the saltiness of the air or the cleanness of the air. Maybe a lover's skin saltiness. And then what are you smelling? Like coming into the scent and see if you could smell that smell now. Our imaginations are so powerful. So this is a way to use your mind in a way that supports your pleasure, supports your inner goddess, rather than take you out of it, right? We spend so much time in the problem-solving logical mind, and that really is not conducive to what we're doing here. So allow yourself to drift and dream, get a little magical and mystical with me. And really feel that. Now, can you feel that as a frequency? Imagine like an old-fashioned radio, and you're just dialing in to the channel of that experience, let's say. Feeling it come in more clearly. And then there's a knob where you can actually dial it up as if you would dial up volume, right? So just dialing it up. And I want you to find like the sweet spot where it just feels good to hold it, right? Because initially it might feel like a lot. So just If it feels like a lot, dial it down just a little bit. Really find your sweet spot where you're like, ooh, yeah, this feels good. And just kind of being there. And I want you to hold that frequency with me, right, for about 3 deep breaths. Just notice how that feels. Now, it's said that if you can hold a frequency for as little as 17 seconds, it starts to build momentum. It starts to build power. So what I would recommend, we do this all the time in my work, I recommend starting your day like that. Now, this can be, again, 20 seconds, 17, 20 seconds, or you can extend it as you get better at it, a minute or more even. This is what we do in my breathwork journeys, Shakti Core breathwork journeys. This is what we do in our practices in the Vital Goddess Mastermind. We hold it for a lot longer, right? Strengthening the frequency through giving that container, that space, that permission. And she, your inner goddess, gets stronger and stronger, right? The more that you tune in and build that momentum. But you could start just on your own first thing in the morning before everything comes at you, before all these other ideas and thoughts and people inbox stuff. Just take some time to dial in to your radio goddess or radio Venus. Feel that vibration. And then microdose it throughout your day. So you want to be really good at this. You want to be able to drop in on a dime and be there for 20 seconds throughout your day. Right? Do this throughout your day, 3 to 4 or 5 times, the more the better, and it will change everything. And then I recommend an evening practice as well, very similar, just dialing in again to kind of close the workday down and, you know, end the day and just ending in that goddess frequency. It's a vibe, right? Now, one of my clients shared the other day, she works in corporate and she was playing around with the microdose, right? So the microdosing of her goddess frequency. So she's like, yeah, I just took a minute or two just standing in the sunshine before I went into this meeting. And she was like, oh my God, she's been practicing it. So she's getting good at just dropping in quickly, feeling the vibe, connecting with the vibe. And then she went on, you know, got into alignment. This is about getting into alignment, right? Got into that goddess alignment and then walked into her meeting and the rest of her day. And she said, I couldn't believe how that changed everything and how people were treating me and how everything flowed so much more easily and pleasurably. And we had so much more fun. All because she decided to get into alignment, right? So I'm a big believer of alignment first or energy first and then action. And I think we've been taught the opposite, right? Just pedal to the metal. And sometimes you have to do that, but we do it way too much, right? Just taking action all the time without ever plugging in, tuning in, getting into alignment. And I think we waste so much energy that way. We just deplete ourselves. So this doesn't take a lot of time. As you can see, you can do this. I know you can. Busiest of women out there can do this. I work with, you know, busy moms who also have busy careers and all kinds of, you know, women doing all kinds of things in the world. And just giving yourself the space and permission is really all it is. And once you get in the groove of it and you strengthen that frequency, I guarantee you things will feel different and your paradigm will start to shift. You will really feel that sense of embodying a new identity and you will absolutely up level your life. So give that a try. And again, if you want more support on that, that's what I'm here for. So the 3-part masterclass, Unleash Your Inner Goddess, in the waitlist for the program. That's got a guided meditation, very similar to what I just led you through, that will, you know, bring you through this whole journey of going deeper with it. And I also have a couple of other practices to, again, bring this frequency more alive. It's an activation. It's a 3-part activation, basically. And again, this is what we do in Shakti Core breathwork journeys. I'll have that linked in the show notes. And this is also what we do in, of course, my group program, the Vital Goddess Mastermind. And if you're more of a one-on-one gal and you want some wing woman support in that way, you know, drop me an email, dianachaktakura.com, and we can talk about designing a custom one-on-one coaching package for you where we can really dive in and give you that support that you're craving and desiring because you deserve it. All right, goddess. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you next time. Take care. thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're resonating with what I'm sharing here on the show, please share the love and pass it along. We need more women like you who are tuned in and turned on to their feminine truth. That's what it's all about. So I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with other women who you think would be like-minded and really interested in these topics. And if you want to take it deeper yourself, head on over to my website, shaktikaur.com. There'll be a link in the show notes, and you can explore what I've got there for you. You'll find a whole menu of options of how you can take this work deeper and really, you know, expand more on your own journey with this. All right, my love. Again, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care.